But anyway, with this monument, it has the emblem of Texas, and then the legend giving the history of this church and this cemetery, and then who my husband and I were, and then the recognition of my grandmother and this uncle being buried there. But now that's in Fannin County, that's not Hunt. But it affects me, as was us. And now then to my remembrance of my grandfather. Yes, I do remember him on my mother's side. Now I've done told you my father and grandmother on my father's side, he knew very little about them. I told you about my grandfather, lost on my father's side in the gold rush.
You didn't get into that too much.
Well, let me tell you about this, of knowing my grandfather on my mother's side.
All right, I'll get back to that later.
Yeah, well, get to this grandfather on my mother's side.
All right.
I had two little cousins. Their names were Virgie and Daisy. I was between those two little girls. And the only remembrance that I have whatsoever of my grandfather was this. I can see his white hair when he was sitting down in one of those old-fashioned low-bottom chairs covered with rawhide, and he had this long half of a watermelon across his lap, and he called Virgie and Daisy and Jewel up. That's these two little cousins of mine and me. And I can see him cutting the heart of that melon out. And he was explaining to them that now he was with Virgie and Daisy. They lived close to him. And he could give them the heart a lot of times. But he wasn't with Jewel very much. So he was going to give her this heart of the watermelon. And that's why I remember him, and I don't remember him any other way. Now that shows you what little things that we do will stay with we children. Now I wouldn't remember him if he hadn't done that. But he was putting me first, you see.
Right.
I was little.
Right.
And I was ahead.
Right.
And I got that heart of that watermelon, of course, which I wanted. We don't ever know what little things we do has going to stay down the line.
Yes, ma'am.
I do not remember him any other way. But he was living in Wood County, and we were here in Hunt County. And we had gone down to see them in a covered wagon. And that's a long ways for us to go to.
And you just don't know too much about his wife?
About grandmother?
Yes, ma'am.
No, no, except she was brought in this wagon train. You see, this man's wife was brought in this wagon train from Rome, Georgia. See, that's my grandmother.
Yep.
She was in the wagon train and brought my mother. This one, I remember, gave me that watermelon. See, now that's my granddaddy that gave me the watermelon. And his wife was my grandmother. And she had my mother 2 years old on that trip of 10 weeks from Georgia.
Phew.
Don't you know she was worn out?
I guess she was.
That little 2-year-old tugging after her of that wagon train, 10 weeks.
Do you think she was probably a housewife?
Oh, yes. Without a doubt.
You were going to tell me about your grandparents on your father's side.